I'm scared of not manning up. I'm constantly in fear that I'm not being a real man and I'm not doing what it takes and I'm not telling the truth.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. Welcome to day 551. The Trump administration will provide over $12 billion in emergency aid to farmers who were hurt by retaliatory tariffs from China and other countries in response to Trump's escalating trade war. The aid package is expected to go into effect by Labor Day, and it will provide assistance to soybean farmers, dairy farmers, pork producers, and others. Just hours before the announcement, Trump tweeted that, quote, tariffs are the greatest, end quote. In another tweet, Trump claimed that he is concerned that Russia will be pushing very hard for the Democrats in the midterm elections because, quote, no president has been tougher on Russia than me, end quote. Last week, Trump cast doubt on the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia tried to help him get elected. Trump also told reporters, no, he does not believe that Russia is still a threat. Trump capped off his tweet with a, quote, they definitely don't want Trump, end quote, although he offered no evidence to support his claims. Rudy Giuliani, meanwhile, says Trump would agree to an interview with Robert Mueller as long as there are no questions about obstruction of justice. The only questions Trump would be willing to answer, according to Giuliani, are about potential collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Mueller has not responded to Giuliani's proposal. The Trump administration deported as many as 463 parents without their children who were taken from them at the border. Those parents may not be eligible to be reunited with their children. The report to U.S. District Court Judge Dana Sobrow said the 463 cases do not represent the final tally of migrant parents who have been deported while their children remain inside U.S. detention centers. And in the polls, NBC News says 71% of voters believe Roe v. Wade should not be overturned, while 23% say the ruling should be reversed. This is the highest level of support for the decision in the poll's history, which dates back to 2005. 88% of Democrats, 76% of independents, and 52% of Republicans support the ruling. And Quinnipiac says 51% of Americans believe that Russia has compromising information on Trump, 35% don't believe it, while among Republicans, 70% don't believe there's any compromising information. 52% of voters overall say Trump's summit with Putin in Helsinki was a failure for the U.S., and 73% say it was a success for Russia. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Alex Jones threatened Robert Mueller during an episode of InfoWars.
I look at that guy, and he's a sack of crap. That's a demon I will take down or I'll die trying. So that's it. It's going to happen. We're going to walk out in the square politically at high noon, and he's going to find out when he makes a move, man. Make the move first, and then it's going to happen. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's the real world. Politically, you're going to get it, or I'm going to die trying, bitch. Get ready. We're going to bang heads. We're going to bang heads.
2. High school students broke out into a lock her up chant while Jeff Sessions was addressing a student leadership summit.
Lock her up. What? What's up?
3. Robert Mueller plans to call witnesses from the IRS, FBI, and the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network in Paul Manafort's trial. 4. An unofficial shortlist of possible replacements for Sarah Huckabee Sanders is starting to emerge, although she says she has no plans to step down. And 5. Ivanka Trump will close her fashion brand due to frustration with restrictions which require her to avoid conflicts of interest while she's serving in the White House. And remember, you could find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
It's the real world. Politically, you're going to get it, or I'm going to die trying, bitch. Get ready.